man reared in a small town in Ireland writes of his boyhood, recalls at the age of 10 or so, him and his brothers, unpaid labourers for their father on his small holding, walking unruly cattle at dawn the 10 miles or so from Callan Town to the fair in Kilkenny, accompanied by much roaring and cursing on all and sundry in the half-darkness. The man, now in his mid-80s, is living testament to a different Ireland, eons, maybe galaxies away from today's school bus at the end of the lane. One of the most inspired and most admired of Irish playwrights of the 20th century, Thomas Kilroy's plays explode onto the stage, heralding love of our humanity and aching disappointment for our blind bigotry and cruelty. A giant of the theatre, those who know Tom Kilroy best say first that he's without ego and has always been the conduit, not the core, in his own writing. And when last year he published Over the Backyard Wall, he didn't call it a memoir, but a memory book. It's a reflection on Irish society as it has developed since independence, with an undercurrent of optimism that while we may not yet have fully opened our souls to adulthood and generosity, we are at least on the way. What his great friend and fellow Kilkenny man, the late essayist Hubert Butler, called acknowledging the world as it is rather than as we would wish it to be. Kilroy's eye, as well as his philosophy, have an objective clarity that's unnerving. But Kilroy didn't pick fairness off the street, as they say. His father, an old IRA man jailed for life in the dying days of the War of Independence, later told his son the British military and police who arrested and tried him were both fair and efficient. Later, as the Gartha Sergeant in Callan County Kilkenny in the newly formed Irish Free State, Kilroy Sr. found the town different from everything he'd grown up with in the wildness of Caltra in County Galway. Callan was a garrison-walled town of Anglo-Norman inheritance with a royal charter. But the West of Ireland heritage of both parents would give their son what he calls the dissolving consciousness that he was later to find in Joyce, a consciousness that has informed all of his plays. Yet life in Callan represented an alternative history, that of anglicisation and the more awkward emerging urban process. Callan was to fall to Cromwell 400 years after its charter, and Kilroy subsumes it into his book of memory with what he calls a fictional interlude, but which is in fact a masterly novella of the ghastly events which led to the defeat of the local forces loyal to the Crown by the invading Commonwealth troops, the Republicans of the day. Seen through the eyes of a Kilroy alter ego, a small boy with bad eyesight, it's savage, searing, brutal, and burnt through with an understanding of the complex forces at play in 17th century Ireland as well as England. Cromwell's forces emerge as committed to their God and a holy cause, not something that's often seen in Irish writing. A second fictional insert in Kilroy's memory book is set against coming of age in Ireland in the Hitler era. And again, there's a quiet howl of outrage against fascism in all its forms at a time when it was openly admired in Ireland. In 1953, the adult fighting spirit of the young Thomas Kilroy was emerging as he arrived at University College Dublin, where along with a fairly swift abandonment of Catholicism, which he puts down to exposure to the arts rather than the formality of university teaching, the future playwright, as auditor of the English Literature Society, clashed with the college president, Michael Tierney, who publicly lambasted him for daring to talk about banned books in a public meeting of the college. Kilroy's paper had featured authors like Faulkner, Thomas Wolfe, Catherine Ann Porter, and Carson McCullers. And after travelling half the world in search of the glories of ancient cultures, his description of the Acropolis and of Marathon and Delphi are sublime, as well as getting to grips with the subculture of the American South before Martin Luther King electrified the world with his dream. Tom Kilroy returned to Ireland, a country his work was to be so influential in pointing a way to change. The death and resurrection of Mr. Roach dealing with what was to become known as gay bashing, was first staged in 1968 and was arguably the first breach in the wall of merciless ignorance and prejudice against a theatre of ideas in Irish writing. We've yet to see his magnificent play Blake, about the poet William Blake, written almost 20 years ago, given a production. But The O'Neill, The Secret Fall of Constance Wilde, and above all Double Cross, are visceral in their relentless demand that we must acknowledge other orthodoxies before understanding the world in which we live. And this week, Callan, through the Kilkenny Arts Festival, will see a street theatre adaptation of his only novel, The Big Chapel, nominated for the Booker Prize in 1971. From the pen of this most gentle of men, the novel, again, deals with confrontation, based on a virtual schism in the Catholic Church that exploded in Callan in the 1870s, when a far-sighted parish priest dared to try to set up a liberal-thinking convent school for girls without the permission of his bishop. The power of state and church, the latter from as far as the Vatican itself, converged on the town to reassert authoritarian orthodoxy with a violent and tragic outcome. Kilroy, ever generous, has given over his novel to the Young Company Asylum to interpret in their own way. The faith in youth and modernity is a reminder of the self-mocking dig at his own conformist young self when, as head boy and captain of hurling, he led the files of boys from refectory and chapel in St. Kieran's College. "I must have been insufferable," he remarks in Over the Backyard Wall. You can hear the chortle.